Track 12, David Clayton. This month, David tells us about Tom Fool.
One of my favourite programmes on the television is called Salvage Hunters. It's on the Really Channel or the Quest Channel, and it's about a chap called Drew Pritchard who travels the country and buys antiques. He later sells them, of course, possibly having renovated them, but he buys and sells antiques, and it's the story of what he finds, how much he pays, and what he sells it for, and it's fascinating. So he goes to some really interesting places all over the country. And the one I was watching just the other day, he was at a place called Muncaster Castle in Cumbria, which reminded me of my radio days and a story you might like of when I went to Muncaster Castle to interview the then owner, which is an amazing name chap called Patrick Gordon Duff Pennington. How many names do you need? His family had owned the castle since, I don't know, something like the 1300s. And we were doing a story about how difficult it is to run these big castles and stately homes. We all think these people are lucky and they're rolling in it and very rich. But in fact, the cost of keeping these old buildings going is well, it just breaks your bank and breaks your pockets. It's very difficult to do. He walked me round Muncaster Castle and I saw the bits that perhaps the visiting public don't see. And there was, you know, creaking staircases with woodworm over there and a roof leaking over there. It's a difficult thing to keep such a big old building going. But as we walked round, there on the wall, and he was very proud to point it out, was a large painting of a man called Thomas Skelton in a sort of checked costume. I'll describe it another way, a jester's costume, because Thomas Skelton, way back in 1300-1400, something like that, was known as Tom the Fool. And he was employed, they used to employ a fool every year to act as a jester at court or whatever. And this chap, Tom the Fool, is where we get the word tomfoolery from, playing tricks on people. And Tom the Fool would do all sorts of tricks, and people who came after him as the jester or the fool of Muncaster Castle would play tricks on visitors, like directing them the wrong way. Now, I don't think there's a particular fool at the moment for the castle, but anyway, Patrick Gordon Duff Pennington said, well, there he is, Tom the Fool, tomfoolery. He plays tricks on visitors, and this castle is haunted. Well, which good castle isn't? And it's the ghost of Tom the Fool that wanders the corridors. I took this with a pinch of salt, but it sounded jolly good on the radio. So I did this interview with Patrick Gordon Duff Pennington and had a cup of tea with him and left his Muncaster Castle at the edge of Cumbria and drove back to a hotel somewhere in the Lake District. I can't remember where. And I did what I always did. I put the tape of the interview on my tape recorder, that's when we had tape and reels of tape that went round and round, to play it back to make sure the interview was all right, thinking, yeah, that old thing about Tom the Fool and tomfoolery, playing tricks on visitors. It's good to attract visitors to the place, I thought. So I put the tape on, played it back, and all through the interview, which was fine, there was a humming noise, which made it impossible to broadcast. All over the interview with Patrick Gordon Duff Pennington at Muncaster Castle was some sort of interference I'd never heard before. I had to ring him up, Patrick Gordon Duff Pennington, and say, can I come back tomorrow and do it again? There's something wrong with the recording. I had to go back, and it dawned on me, have I just been tomfooled?
Thank you, David. I assume the second recording went better than the first.